Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Today, we're taking a fascinating look into performance management, specifically through an internal document from Springfield University. It's called SPEAK, University Performance Goal Setting. Our mission really is to unpack this for you, see what makes it tick, and how these ideas might apply, well, anywhere. Let's dig in. So the document outlines this thing called the Performance Communication Process. They use the acronym SPEAK, which stands for success, performance, engagement, alignment, and knowledge. It's basically a guide for managers and employees for their performance chats throughout the year. But what really grabbed me was that it's not just about, you know, listing tasks.
Exactly. That's a key point. They put a real emphasis on what they call valued behaviors. And these aren't just fluffy concepts. They're pretty concrete, like service excellence. It's not just do the thing you were asked.
Right.
It's more about anticipating what someone really needs, looking for the complete solution, maybe something they didn't even ask for initially. It's proactive.
Yeah, I like that idea. Going beyond the minimum,
yeah.
It changes the whole feel of the interaction. Another one that jumped out at me was adaptability. You know, being willing to adjust how you do things based on new info or changing situations.
Oh, absolutely crucial.
In today's world, you bet. Things change so fast.
They really do. And thinking bigger picture, behaviors like collaboration are vital for any organization to actually function well. The document talks about valuing different backgrounds, actively asking for input, finding that common ground to solve problems, maybe across departments.
Breaking down silos.
Precisely. Building trust, being cooperative. It mentions others, too, like interpersonal skills, planning, organizing, and execution, problem solving, professional conduct. And for managers, there's a specific one, leadership. That's about feedback, development, you know, getting people aligned and inspired. It's quite holistic.
So you've got these behaviors, the how you get things done. Okay. But then it shifts gears a bit. It moves into defining the actual job responsibilities, goals, and priorities, the what's. And it says these need to be described with, like, quantity, quality, cost, time frame. And here's the key part, I think. Wherever possible, make them SMART.
Yes. SMART goals. That's where it gets really practical.
Uh-huh.
Springfield University, like a lot of effective organizations, uses this framework. And SMART isn't just jargon here. They define it. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. Got it.
Right. The idea is that a vague goal like get better at communication isn't very helpful.
No.
But something like improve team communication by holding weekly 15-minute check-ins, aiming for 90% attendance by the end of the next quarter that you can work with.
That's much clearer. You know exactly what to do and how to tell if you've done it.
Mm. Exactly. It brings clarity, lets you track progress, keep things realistic, ties it back to the bigger picture, that's the relevant part, and gives you a deadline. That time-bound piece is often missed.
Good point. People sometimes forget the deadline. So tying this all together then, what's a takeaway for you listening? We've seen performance isn't only about the results, the what, but also very much about the how those valued behaviors. And whether you're in a big place like a university, a small startup, or even just setting personal goals, that SMART framework, it's just a really clear way to set effective targets. We hope this look into Springfield University's approach has given you some useful ideas. And as you think about this, here's a final thought. How could you maybe apply just one of those valued behaviors, like adaptability, or perhaps turn one of your own vague hopes into a genuinely SMART goal sometime this week? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.